And we're back. So let's, you know what, let's go to the tape. We got a couple of calls, or at least one call, and I'm not going to do any setting up anymore because of what happened last time. So we're just going to play these. If the people who are calling in give us their name, then maybe we'll we'll give them some attribution once we've listened to it. But I don't want to be apologizing for anything anymore. So without further ado, let's play the first one.
Okay. Hi, it's Steven Radarowski. I'm really hoping to hear how Google Chrome decides to spell Radarowski. Anyway, I know Melanie through grad school, and she's my sister-in-law, I think. I know Kyle from allegedly flirting with him at anyway, I was just calling. I was so excited to hear my message on your podcast, and then you said it was Javier. Anyway, I love the podcast so far. With you guys, hope everything's cool. Keep it up. Awkwardly ending. Bye.
All right. I guess first of all, Steven, thanks for calling. I don't really know what else to say. I already apologized for last episode saying that you were Javier. Was there anything else in that voice message that we need to touch on? I mean, he mentioned that he hit on me.
Uh-huh. Should we talk about that?
I don't necessarily remember that. I do remember maybe a 5 to 6 hour poker game. where pretty much everybody got drunk. But I didn't get drunk enough to black out, so, and I don't remember him hitting on me.
I think, from what I understand, that maybe he just said a lot of things to you. Some of which may have been loosely construed as him hitting on you.
Sure.
So maybe we'll leave it at that. I don't know.
Okay. Well, Stephen, thanks again for calling in. I apologize for last time again. Okay, so it looks like that was actually the only voicemail that we got. But we did get an email. And I am going to set this up a little bit because there's a name. This is from Melanie, your husband, mm-hmm. Josh. So this is kind of a long email. It's sort of a numbered list of things that he wants me to read out loud.
Okay.
Actually, well, I'll read the first thing, and then you'll realize he doesn't actually want me to read these out loud. So it says, number one, I hope you took my advice, and this is being read in a soothing computer voice. So, to start off with, Josh, sorry to disappoint you. I did try to have this read by the text-to-speech thing on my computer, but it started reading everything else on the page except for the text. sorry, that was my dog. And it was reading numbers really quickly, and it was really disorienting. So maybe next time we'll figure out a way to do that. Okay, so moving on. Number two in his email. An excavator is like a backhoe, but it is on tracks. And since this is a funny podcast, you might like to know that backhoe fade is a humorous term coined by the telecommunications industry, referring to the accidental severing of a cable by a backhoe or similar construction activity. Hmm. So,
all right.
yeah. That's a thing.
I think,
okay.
I think that he may have included that partly just because I clearly did not know what a backhoe was when we talked about this before.
So, what you described to me was a backhoe, but I guess the thing in the show is sort of a backhoe on tracks, which they call an excavator.
Yeah.
Okay. So, number three. In almost every episode of Gold Rush, the narrator will at some point say, "The price of gold is at a record high." Why do you think that is?
Why do we think they say that, or why do we think it's at a record high?
The way this is phrased, I think he's asking, why do they say that? But I guess it could go either way.
Good question.
I would say that it's probably sort of a self-affirmation thing. Mm-hmm. Like, guys, why the hell are we doing this? We're only getting like 2 ounces of gold a day.
Right.
And then the other guy's like, yeah, but the price of gold is at a record high. Sort of keep the morale up.
Yeah, because the other thing they do in the show is they'll say like, oh, they needed 100 ounces across the season to break even. So everything beyond that point, you know, it's just profit for them.
Sure.
And so maybe by saying like, oh, it's at a record high, then you feel like they're making more progress. Like what they'll usually do is they'll say like, up to this point, they've gotten 81 ounces across the season or something. And then they'll say like in dollars, how much that's worth. But yeah, I don't know why they would say record high other than just making it more exciting.
Sure. That reminds me a little bit of, I've been watching this show called Storage Wars.
Uh-huh.
And it's basically a show where abandoned storage lockers are sort of auctioned off to the highest bidder.
Mm-hmm.
For the people bidding on it want or are hoping that there's something valuable inside.
Right.
And there are a couple of people, I'll just call them characters. One of these characters is the sort of everything corresponds to a dollar value guy.
Uh-huh.
And he's always like, yeah, that's $100 bill right there. And he literally will just like sort of walk through the storage locker and point at a box and be like, $100 bill, $100 bill. That's $100 bill. That's a $20 bill. So there's nothing on the show where they actually go and like have these items appraised or show what they were able to sell them for.
They just decide.
Yeah, and then they rack up this sort of estimated cost or estimated value for each locker.
Right.
So as the guy's saying, that's $100 bill, the little thing in the corner goes ching ching and shows $100. And then at the end of the show, they're sort of comparing the different the bidders, comparing how well they did.
Right.
And the numbers that they're using, the values that they're going by, are the estimates that they came up with as they were walking through the storage container.
Oh, that's dumb.
Yeah. Occasionally, they will get an item appraised. Mm-hmm. Like, there was a like metal horse head that was in one of the containers, and mm-hmm. Like they bought this container for like $200, and there was nothing in it. There were like bags of clothes and then this metal horse head. And so they went to this like antique shop and got it appraised, and it ended up being like worth like $3,000. But the people who bought it just thought it was worthless. They almost like didn't even go get it appraised. So
that's funny.
Yeah. But yeah, most of the time they just sort of guess at the value of things before they sell them. Okay. So fourth thing in his email. Could you debate the following topic? If the DVD player in your bedroom has recently died and you mostly watch DVDs, and Netflix on that TV will... Let me rephrase this. If the DVD player in your bedroom has recently died and you mostly watch DVDs and Netflix on that TV while falling asleep. Does that make sense?
While falling asleep.
While, okay. While falling asleep, it would be a good idea to buy an Xbox to replace it.
So this happened last night. Because, as I said, I was, like, sick as a dog yesterday. And so, in the early afternoon, I went to the back, to our bedroom to just, like, lie down where it was darker. And normally, I'll just pop in a movie that I've seen, you know, hundreds of times. Uh-huh. Because I don't care if I fall asleep during it. But I came back to the bedroom, and I went to put a movie in, and it, like, the DVD player just stopped working. And so, of course, you know, I'm, like, sick, and I'm tired, and I'm like, Josh, like, the DVD player's not working, what am I gonna do? And so he comes back to sort of poke around, and he can't get it to work, and, so the way that we watch Netflix on the TV is we'll just hook one of the laptops up through the TV. Uh-huh. And just use Netflix online. But, you know, the selection of movies is not as good. And so so I ended up rewatching the whole first season of Downton Abbey yesterday. But Josh said to me, we could just go get a second Xbox. And hook it up in the bedroom, and then we would never, because we're always complaining about having to, like, cart the laptop back to the bedroom and hook it all up, and then, like, the next day, you know, you want to get on your laptop, and it's, like, this whole process of unhooking it, so, and he's usually the one who has to use his laptop for this.
Right.
So, yeah, so he suggested that if we got another Xbox, that we could then watch Netflix and also DVDs. And I'm sure he was also thinking that he could play video games back here, too. So, but we didn't go for that.
We didn't go for that?
Well, it wasn't necessarily a decision made, but he didn't go get one. So.
Sure. So I was in a sort of similar situation. Well, not entirely the same, but basically a few months ago... The PlayStation 3 that we have hooked up to the TV downstairs in the living room stopped reading Blu-ray discs, which all the games come on Blu-ray. We have a couple of Blu-ray movies. Most of the time when we rent movies, they're Blu-rays. Uh-huh. So basically it became sort of just a Netflix, the occasional DVD, and, like, any downloaded games that I have box.
Yeah.
But I have all these games that are sort of on a disc. So rather than, I guess, sending this in to get repaired, I just bought a new PS3.
Great.
And now, there's, well, I guess it kind of worked out because Lauren took the broken one with her to Reno. While she's up there working. Because all she wants to do is, you know, watch DVDs and Netflix.
Right.
But while she was here for, like, the month or so that we had both, I had hooked up the new one that worked to the TV downstairs and the broken one to my computer upstairs so that... I could watch sort of Netflix while sitting on the guest bed, which is in the same room.
Uh-huh.
So I would say that that worked out pretty well for me.
Right.
I mean, Xbox, PS3, they're pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
They both play DVDs, they both play Netflix, they both play games. So
right.
I'm not going to tell you, like, how to spend your money. But I don't think that it's a bad idea.
Yeah, I mean, I was pretty close to telling him just to go do it, because then as soon as he started hooking up the laptop, and he tried to access Netflix, it was like, there is an audio problem. And I was like, no. And then my internet sometimes won't connect on my laptop. And then that started happening too. And I was just like, technology hates me. And I was like all sick and upset. And so I was pretty close to telling him to just like go buy the Xbox. but he got it fixed. And so then it became sort of irrelevant to me. So
right. Yeah, it's I mean, it would solve a lot of those sort of annoying technology problems. Like,
yeah,
every time you want to watch something on the TV, you have to hook your laptop up to it, and you're going to run into these weird connection problems.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Maybe in the future, we might cave and do it. Because the other thing is, we used to have cable in our back bedroom, but at some point, we stopped getting cable just in the one bedroom. So, like, our other cable works fine. Uh-huh. And it's not an issue of, like, it costs more money to get it back. I think it's just an issue of telling them that it's not working.
Right.
But for a while, Josh was trying to get us to have no cable at all. And uh-huh. unfortunately, this was during college football season, so it wasn't going to happen. Yeah. But yeah, he's been trying for a while to get us to go strictly Netflix and maybe, like, Hulu or something.
Right.
And not have cable. And so I'm the one who has been objecting to that. But now that I'm used to not having TV in the bedroom, I don't actually watch that much TV anyway, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been, Lauren and I have been thinking about, you know, getting rid of our cable as well. But yeah, it always comes back to the sports problem.
Yeah.
Where yeah. even ESPN3, which is like their sort of online thing where you can view like live streaming mm-hmm. sports games, it requires you to pay for cable with the sports package, with That's whatever stupid. Package comes with ESPN.
They should just let you buy sports channels.
Yeah. Well,
if that's
I mean,
all you want to watch.
It's the same thing as like HBO.
Yeah.
Like, I would like to pay, you know, $10 a month or maybe even up to $20 a month just to get HBO.
Right.
And then not have all of the other cable programs that I can get on the internet.
Right.
For, you know, at Hulu or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, because a lot of shows that we watch, like we watch Thursday night NBC shows, and those will all end up online within a day or two.
Plus, those are all broadcast.
Right.
So you don't even need cable for those.
Right. Yeah, I mean, the only time I watch anything else on TV is when I'm bored. And then I'll watch, like, a cooking show or something.
Right.
So I wouldn't miss it. But
okay, so last thing in this email that has been has kept us talking for, like, the last 15 minutes. I'm disappointed you didn't choose Declan. And I'm adding that to my baby name list.
Oh, no. I'm going to go ahead and veto that.
What, you don't like Declan?
For my baby?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's the cute boy name and handsome man. Name. Do you not agree with the caller who called in episode 2?
I'm sure it is a lovely Irish name for some boy.
So the problem is that you're planning on having a girl.
Well, not necessarily, but I'm not going to go with a random stranger's suggestion for naming my baby. So.
Okay. I mean, even though it was number 275 on the 2010 popular names list.
Yeah.
I guess you're probably going to pick one of the 274 things that beat it.
Probably. Maybe. I don't know. But yeah, Declan is kind of weird. And then it has the whole, like, like Declan Bowen. Like, I don't know. Just doesn't have the right ring to it.
The two sort of syllables, two syllable names that both end with E-N.
Yeah.
Or the N sound.
Yeah. Plus, I don't think Josh is serious. Otherwise, I would have immediately said no.
Okay. Well, thanks, Josh, for writing in. If you have something that you want to talk to us about, you can either send us an email. We have a new email address. It's shamechronicles@gmail.com. That's spelled just like it sounds. No spaces, no hyphens. You can call us. We have a new call-in number. It's 914-40-SHAME or 914-407-4263. If you have an idea for a haiku, you can read that to us. Remember to please tell us who you are or how you're related to us so we don't make any more embarrassing errors. But if you just want to talk to us about anything in general, feel free to drop us a line for that as well. All right. Then I guess that's going to do it for the Taekwondo The Shame Chronicles podcast. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.